Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Now by Stacy Dales. And Stacy, like all of our guests, brought to you by Aturo, your all-weather tire, Aturo.com. Good morning, Stacy. How are you?
Well, how are you today?
Doing okay. Yeah, we're talking Bears, talking Packers, talking Vikings, Lions, NFC North. You were there last week. Before
yeah,
we get
sure.
to your experience at Lambeau, when the Lions made a statement, I'm just curious. We heard coming in you talking to Caleb Williams, and I think the last time you spoke to him was at the game in London. Seems like a long time ago, Stacy, and a lot has changed since then. How surprised are you at the direction Caleb Williams and the Bears have gone the last 2 weeks since you saw them last?
I'm surprised, but I'm not surprised, David. And Mully, hope you're feeling better. For him to come out of the bye after that London game and, you know, to be standing there in London and watching, really, it felt like a breakthrough moment for the Bears offensively. I mean, to where they are now, he has not thrown a touchdown. He has a 49% completion percentage. He's averaging 4.5 sacks taken. He has an average of 174 pass yards per game since the bye, a 65 passer rating. There is a complete disconnect between the offense and how it's being called. And I guess that's my takeaway. I mean, when I watched the game back yesterday, because I was in Green Bay for, you know, what was a very interesting divisional game between the Lions and Packers on Sunday, I sent a couple of clips to, you know, analysts that I trust, and just to break down what I saw and to make sure I wasn't crazy. There's precision on routes isn't there. Timing on routes isn't there. Concepts are odd. And then when I look at, you know, back at the game and watched it, and to see a guy in Cole Kmet, and now I understand the offensive line is banged up, so you're going to have your tight ends involved in pass pro and, you know, what have you. But for Cole Kmet, who to me is one of the best tight ends in the game, to not get a single target against Arizona is perplexing, to say the least.
It really is. And there hasn't been a acceptable explanation yet, and it's a combination of play calling, lack of protection, and you have to also include Caleb Williams in there in terms of responsibility. Stacy, it's just been 2 weeks of really baffling questions about football logic and then football decorum. Last week it was Tyreek Stevenson turning his back to the proceedings for 4 seconds. This week there's that odd video circulating about DJ Moore running off the field. We've been talking a lot about Chris Long on the Greenlight podcast addressed it about how, you know, it looks like there's a problem with communication and frustration with DJ Moore. And a lot of people have broken it down like it's the Zapruder film. What did you see and how would you explain it?
Yeah, well, when I first of all, I'd never seen that happen before. When I watched it and I like kind of looked at it in slow motion, I think something like physically was not right with him, and I think he had a little hitch and he walked off. I'm not sure why. If it was like an injury, like what I saw was there was a tweak in something in his body, and I think that's what we're going to learn today. But why not just go down on the field, mm-hmm. right? Like if you tweak something, just drop. I don't know. I do know that he's having a career worst season right now in Chicago. Like this is the worst statistical season that he's ever had to this stage. So, you know, there's probably some mounting frustrations with him. However, it looked like some sort of a tweak. And so I don't know until we hear from him and until we hear from the staff. But I don't know what to expect at this point because the accountability, like when we talked about, you know, going for it with, you know, Kramer on a third and two, whatever that was, or a third and goal last week in the Hail Mary game, Shane said he would call the same play again. So I don't know what kind of accountability we're going to get this week. I really don't. I'm perplexed. I think that's the word that kind of when I look at the Bears, I just feel very perplexed about what to expect.
This segment with Stacey Dales is brought to you by McGrath Acura in Westmont. When you do the math, you'll choose McGrath. Perplexing is a good word. I do think a lot of people understand and feel the same way, especially about a defense that was dominated on the ground by the Cardinals, who didn't necessarily come in as a team you feared would run it down your throats and keep running it down your throats until you stopped them. The Bears never did. Was that just because Montez Sweat wasn't there? Can one guy be that valuable to a defense? What happened?
It's a great question. When you look at what Arizona did, you're talking about 213 net rushing yards by them. Montez Sweat, obviously has proved to be a staple in everything the Bears do. I mean, teams have to scheme around him. But I really feel like going into this thing and when I watched, like just even the first quarter, you know, the Bears can't score to start a game. Like that is, again, a disconnect with what is being drawn up offensively and what the quarterback likes. Like I said this last week, offensively, David, you know, what does your quarterback want? What does he want? Does he want to hand the ball off to an offensive lineman on a third and goal with 6 minutes in a game? Is that what he wants? Is that putting him in the best position for success? And then defensively, with the Tyreek Stevenson situation, like they just didn't, to me, the Bears didn't look like themselves defensively. They just didn't. And so, you know, my concern is, and how many meetings have they had? How many meetings have the Bears had? How many players' meetings have the Bears had? What are they keeping in-house versus letting out of the house right now? Like there's something that's not right. There's something that's off. And so I can't boil it down to Montez Sweat to answer your question. I can't boil it down to, you know, they're not committed to stopping the run. This is a really good defense. They're one of the best defenses in the NFL. They're a top five scoring defense. They keep people out of the end zone. And they've got a bevy of injuries right now. Like today is a hard one just because I don't know. I really don't know, you know, between leaks from the locker room. Like we heard the leak about Tyreek Stevenson, you know, what was it? Like he wasn't going to be a starter in practice. So he didn't want to practice. Like what is going on? I don't know. I think we're all kind of puzzled at this point by it all.
Yeah, I think so, because you have Matt Eberflus and the hits principle, and you have Ryan Poles and the culture he wants to create, and you have a team that is betraying those principles on a weekly basis. In the last 2 weeks, yeah, it's exacerbated, and you see a team that seems to be unraveling, and I don't know where it stops, but the Bears are 4-4. They're playing the worst team in the league on Sunday, yeah, at home. This should not be anything but an invitation to improve a get-well game and the kind of thing you take into your division portion of your schedule with a little momentum that will somehow, between the time they left Heathrow Airport and landed at O'Hare, they lost momentum.
Yeah, they did. And, you know, the fact that the Patriots are currently holding the number one pick in the 2025 draft should be every indication that this should be a Bears victory on Sunday. I mean, with Drake May, they've had a bevy of issues themselves. Yeah, this should be a victory for the Bears Sunday. And if it's not, if it's everything that I watch offensively is it's so difficult. And one of the plays that I watched in the first quarter was a kind of a bunch formation with the receivers, like the best, their best receivers. I think it was DJ. Correct me if I'm wrong. I think it was DJ, Rome, and Keenan. And the layers of the routes, the where the routes were run, where the ball was thrown. You know, I just don't feel it. Nothing feels comfortable when I watch. That's kind of the best. And like, I just, like, you just hope for accountability. Like, is Shane Waldron actually going to run a play to Doug Kramer again? Like, is he going to do that again? Because he said he was going to last week.
He should not. They should rip that page out of the playbook.
But he said he was willing to run that play again.
I know. But it doesn't make any sense. That's perplexing.
It's like running an alley-oop when you don't have anybody that can throw the alley-oop and actually, you know,
dunk.
Catch it in air, in stride, and actually dunk it. Like, I don't know. You know, I'm confused. I'm very confused. And I think that Bears fans are smart. I mean, my phone was getting blown up. I'm sitting in the press box in Green Bay watching the Lions smother the Packers. And my phone's getting blown up about what's happening in Arizona with the Bears. Like, I think if you're accountable and you can, I just think there's a disconnect. I really do. I think there's a disconnect with what's happening, and maybe it'll change on Sunday. I don't
want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start. Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Hello.
So you mentioned Lambeau. You were there, Lions and Packers. The Lions made a statement. They were dominant. And I wonder if the rich got richer yesterday with Za'Darius Smith joining the team in the pass rush, replacing Aiden Hutchinson. Good trade for the Lions.
Yes.
What was your biggest takeaway from that game, and how good did they become by adding Smith?
My takeaway was the Detroit Lions are really good. They're a really good football team. And because Green Bay is really good. And now Green Bay hasn't had the best pass rush that, you know, we sort of anticipated. And they do a lot of different things. So I think that can be, you know, I think when you look at coordinators and how they draw pressure, I think Jeff Hafley is a, you know, he kind of does things in different ways to confuse quarterbacks. So I don't get too caught up in lack of sack numbers or what have you, but then like getting rid of Preston Smith, who's a really good edge rusher, was interesting to me. But when I look at Detroit, David, they're very complete. They believe they are. They think they're complete in all three phases. And you know, when you look at teams over the years, like what was it when Aaron Rodgers in his last couple years, you know, in Green Bay with all the success and his MVP, you know, runs, It was special teams. Like, their special teams sucked in Green Bay. Well, when I look at the Lions, they're really good on special teams. Coach Phipp does a great job. I think that they've answered some things without Aiden Hutchinson, and they're not getting, like Green Bay, some of the sack numbers they want. But Aaron Glenn is coaching his tail off defensively. Offensively, they're the best offense in football. So adding Za'Darius Smith to me, he's going to be the best pass rusher in football now. Like, I think he's going to go on a sack run, and I think that they're going to use him in some ways that's really exciting. And he loves, like, Za'Darius is an interesting guy. Like, he just loves the moment, right? He loves a stage. I think he's going to go off. I really do. I think he's going to go off in their defense. Nobody can rush the passer like him on that defense. And I think that now they just got themselves, like, a little golden chip in getting him.
If we agree that the Lions are the class of the division and maybe the Bears mm-hmm. are struggling more than anybody else in the NFC North, who's better between the Packers and the Vikings right now?
It's a good question. I don't think Jordan Love's been healthy this year. I really just don't. He had the knee injury early. I don't think he should have played. Now they're on the bye this week, David, but I really don't think Jordan should have played this week, that past weekend. I think they should have run with Malik Willis. If he gets healthy, I think that Packers, I would go Packers. I really think the defense is excellent in Minnesota, but I just think that Matt LaFleur is going to get this offense up and rolling when Jordan Love's healthy.
So this weekend, the Bears, as we said, play the Patriots. We just went through an exercise in comparing and contrasting Jaden Daniels and Caleb Williams. And frankly, Jaden Daniels is having a much better year. Caleb Williams has more off-target throws than any quarterback in the NFL right now with 58, nine more mm-hmm. last Sunday. That's the latest statistic to look at how damning, or the evidence that's damning in his rookie year. But there have been some good moments. If you look at him compared to Drake May on Sunday, it's rookie versus rookie. How can Caleb Williams turn his season around?
It's very interesting because I just think he has to get on the same page as the play caller. If Shane Waldron's the play caller, like, I don't know what the identity is. I really don't. Like, sometimes they run it, sometimes they throw it. But Caleb Williams right now has a 24 passer rating on deep passes. 24 passer rating on deep passes. It's the second lowest in a season in the next gen stat era. I read that stat yesterday and I was like, what, like, so what does that mean? Right? Like, he 14% of his pass attempts have been 20 plus air yards. So he's not throwing it downfield a whole lot, but then is he? Like, that's the third highest in the NFL. So why is he throwing it downfield? Like, if there's that much of a disconnect and divide, like, again, I went back and watched the game yesterday, David. He had an underneath to Cole Kmet, and he opted to throw it on one of those 20-plus air yard throws, and it was an incompletion. Like, what is the disconnect between he and – is he doing some of the things he wants to do in the offense? I don't know. Because what I hear publicly is that Shane Waldron's going to run the ball with Doug Kramer again. So I don't root for anybody in the league. I am very unbiased in how I approach the game because I cover all 32 at any given moment. But I do feel like I cover the Bears a lot, and I hear fans, and I'm in Chicago. I live here. What is Shane Waldron doing?
It's a fair question.
When you don't take accountability for a third and goal, and you're going to run that play again? Like, let's run it against the Patriots. Go for it. Let's make it work. I feel a bit of frustration for Bears fans because I don't understand how you don't think that was a good play call. And so when you're willing to say you're going to run that play again, what are you doing on the rest of the rest of your offense? Because in Arizona, I mean, the Bears have 10 10 points in the first quarter this season. 10. Or is that right?
Yeah.
Am I wrong?
No.
They have 10 first quarter points.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
And that this was after, when I'm in London, I had a conversation on the field with somebody with the Bears who said to me, we're all still learning this thing. We're learning every week as we go about not having a first 15. Now, when that happened in London, right, David, mm-hmm. when I brought that to your attention, I was still learning about it. Like when we had the conversation with you and Mully, and they didn't have a first 15, and it was a suggestion by Mercedes Lewis. I had a conversation on Sunday before the game with somebody with the Bears. Like, and the genesis of it was, we're all still learning as we go through this thing. Every week is a new, like, mm-hmm. we're learning stuff. I have never known an NFL team to not have a first 15. Now, everybody does things differently. And I'm not trying to, Shane is a lovely guy. Like, I don't have, but inventing football to me isn't what I would want to do as a play caller. I just want to know what my quarterback can do.
And play to those strengths.
I've had this conversation with Kurt Warner. I bug him about information. Like, I will send him clips. I will annoy him because I want to know from a Hall of Fame quarterback, like, what this means or what that means, what this route means and what this wrinkle means. And, like, one of the things Kurt has taught me is you have to look at your quarterback and ask him, what can't you do? What can't you do? Because once I know that, like, what you can't do, now I can create some things offensively because I understand what you actually can do. And that you start right there. And so, like, what can't Caleb Williams do? Or what is he not comfortable with as a rookie? Well, I would say handing a ball off to an offensive lineman is probably not something he's ever done.
No, I bet
so
you're
not. I'm not going to do that.
Right. Unplug the mini fridge. Yeah, I'm with you, Stacey. Great stuff. Really appreciate your insight. And keep the pressure on.
I listen, David. I mean, I just want it to be easy for the Bears.
Good stuff.
So,
Stacey Dales,
see you Sunday.
From the NFL Network.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.